News release. Chippewa County prosecuting attorney. Ronald Charles Goetz of Detour Village was sentenced on January 9, 2024 by the Honorable Judge Lambrose to 25 years to 50 years imprisonment in the Michigan Department of Corrections for sexually assaulting a child between the years of 2005 and 2012. At sentencing, Judge Lambrose admonished the defendant, stating that he had never seen a more disturbing piece of evidence than one of the videos that was introduced at trial. He indicated that the damage done to the victim was apparent in that video, and that he would serve a minimum of 25 years in the Michigan Department of Corrections before being eligible to go before the parole board. Goetz was convicted in 2023 by a jury of his peers. He was found guilty of 2 counts of criminal sexual conduct in the first degree and 2 counts of conspiracy to commit criminal sexual conduct in the first degree for arranging for an unknown man to sexually assault that same child. The Chippewa County Sheriff's Office investigated the case led by Detective Douglas Mitchell. The disclosure was not made until the child grew up and moved away from Mr. Goetz. After the disclosure was made, Detective Mitchell investigated the complaint and tracked down the firearm that was used in the assaults, as well as witnesses who were able to corroborate several of the victim's statements. Sheriff Bittner commended his staff for their diligence in bringing Goetz to justice, stating, "Delayed disclosures are very common in sexual assault cases, especially when the victim is a child. The detective and officers did a great job tracking down leads that ultimately held this man responsible for his crimes. The damage to the child will never be undone, but now the perpetrator cannot hurt anyone else." The sheriff's office had the help of the Michigan State Police interviewer detective, Lieutenant Henn, who interviewed the defendant. The defendant made several incriminating statements and specifically described some of the ways he used to hurt the child. The evidence was presented to the jury by Chief Assistant Prosecuting Attorney Jillian Sadler in a 2-day trial. Prosecuting Attorney Robert L. Stratton III wished to highlight the difficulty in prosecuting cases like this one. He stated, "As terrible as it is for a child to survive this type of horror, it is also exceedingly difficult to survive the criminal justice system as a victim. A victim is forced to recall the acts that have been locked away for so many years. The victim first has to tell the officers, then answer questions in at a preliminary hearing, then ultimately relive the entire experience again for a jury. It is a difficult road, and the victim in this case showed extreme strength of character to stand up to the perpetrator. I am proud of the victim for coming forward and persevering through the case, law enforcement for their investigation and gathering of crucial evidence, and Kappa Sadler for fighting for years to bring Mr. Goetz to justice. Children are the most vulnerable people in our society. They need to be protected. When someone intentionally hurts a child in Chippewa County, that person will be held responsible to the full extent of the law."